Well, Staples Hot Deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Former New York Congressman George Santos has pleaded guilty to wire fraud and identity theft during an appearance today in federal court. The Republican lawmaker was expelled by his colleagues for lying about his education, career, family, and other matters. President Biden will give the keynote address on this first night of the Democratic National Convention.
This night is billed as one that will honor his legacy. We know that First Lady Dr. Jill Biden will speak as well, and it will be a kind of passing of the torch, is the phrase that has been so often used to described tonight, from President Biden to Vice President Harris.
ABC's Jay O'Brien in Chicago. Former President Trump talked up his plans for the economy during a visit to a factory in York in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. The cleanup is now underway across much of the Northeast after last night's strong storms. Stocks closed higher today, the Dow up 237 points. This is ABC News. Police in Kentucky say a man fatally shot his girlfriend and her mother outside the Hardin County Courthouse. The suspect is hospitalized in critical condition. He was due in court on an emergency protective order in a domestic violence case. At least one body recovered off Sicily as a yacht goes down in bad weather.
On the surface and in the air, the search goes on for the missing off the port of Porticello, where a luxury sailboat carrying foreign tourists capsized and sank. The British flag vessel had a crew of 10 and a dozen passengers. In all, 15 people were rescued. The wreck's been located some 160 feet down. Deepwater divers are arriving. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Purdue's issuing a recall after reports of metal wires were found in packages of chicken and chicken nuggets. It's pulled more than 167,000 pounds of product off the market. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Getting ready for back to school at Macy's is all about fresh starts and new looks, making it one of summer's greatest hits. Save on must-haves like cargos, mini dresses, jeans, and more that'll hold up from the first day of school to the last. Plus, you'll find all the top quality brands you love, like Nike, Jordan, Levi's, and the all-new Epic Threads. Shop Macy's and make the first day back the best one yet. Check out Macy's.com/back to school today.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made Vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly clear sky for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, high upper 70s. Increasing clouds tomorrow night, slight shower chance. then back into sun in mid-70s Wednesday. But clouds return again on Thursday, a chance of showers late. High upper 70s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. An effort to recall half the Milwaukee Public Schools Board of Education appears to be failing. The Milwaukee Elections Commission reported Thursday the MPS Recall Collaborative has fallen far short of signatures needed for three of the four board members targeted for recall. A police endorsement for the Trump Vance ticket during a Friday press conference with Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance, the Milwaukee Police Association announced it is endorsing the Republican ticket. And Vice President Kamala Harris will be back in Wisconsin next week during the second day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Harris will travel to Milwaukee for a campaign event at Fiserv Forum.
She is coming here to ask for individuals' votes directly in this community.
That's Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, and this is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted nine times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Law enforcement across Wisconsin is speaking out in support of Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. Listen to Sheriff Kurt Fell of Rock County.
Every day we battle illegal drugs coming into our community, and we know the attacks on Tammy Baldwin are not true.
Sheriff Jeff Scatroot of Greene County.
Tammy's working with law enforcement to stop the flow of fentanyl.
And Sheriff Calvin Barrett of Dane County.
She brought Democrats and Republicans together to crack down on the drugs coming from China and Mexico, giving us more tools to fight drug smugglers.
It's Tammy Baldwin who stood with the Border Patrol on border security. She supported the strongest border security bill in decades.
And Tammy voted 32 times to strengthen the border. She's fighting the flow of people and fentanyl coming across the border.
It's Tammy Baldwin I trust.
I trust.
I trust to help us keep Wisconsin safe.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Martin Transport of Mondovi, visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Numbers are us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. And Anibis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Office is investigating a single vehicle accident in Arcadia that claimed the life of a 16-year-old. The crash happened Thursday afternoon on Boland Valley Road between Arcadia and the township of Glencoe. Authorities say the teenage driver lost control of his vehicle and crashed into the side of a bridge after going into a ditch. The driver, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was pronounced dead at the scene. Speed is considered a factor in the accident. A bike ride that features military veterans who were wounded in battle is underway in Minnesota. The Project Hero Great Lakes Challenge is an annual event that travels from the Twin Cities to Madison. Organizers say the purpose of the ride is to raise awareness of PTSD while helping veterans and first responders bond and build confidence. The event is also a fundraiser for Project Hero, the nonprofit that sponsors the ride. Riders will be traveling from the Twin Cities to Red Wing today, then move on to Rochester tomorrow. The riders will head from Rochester to La Crosse on Wednesday. One person is reported injured following a chemical fire in Chippewa Falls. The fire happened Saturday at around noon at TTM Technologies, and Chippewa Falls police say all employees were evacuated. Area roads were closed for about 2 hours due to the risk of hazardous chemicals. No chemical leaks were found after inspections by emergency services. A post on the Chippewa Falls Police Department's Facebook page at around 2 p.m. said roads had been reopened. Dispersed camping will not be allowed at Eau Claire County Forest for the next 2 months. Eau Claire County Parks and Forest Head John Pedersen says numerous instances of trespassing, damage, and littering are the main reasons for the ban. Activities such as hiking, fishing, and hunting will still be permitted, and campers can purchase $10 permits and camp anywhere in the 50,000-acre forest. Now, dispersed camping will be allowed again starting October 15th. We're waiting to see what comes from UW Regents this week. The Regents have a meeting Thursday and Friday in Madison. Regents are being asked to both approve campus closures and layoffs and hold off from closing any more branch campuses. Regents approved a tuition increase at their last meeting. That meeting will be the last before UW campuses welcome students back across the state. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's summertime and the living is speedy. At NTech, we're providing a free back-to-school speed boost to all our existing fiber internet customers this August. Whether you're doing schoolwork or simply streaming your favorite videos, you'll experience faster internet at no extra cost. New customers can be ready for back-to-school season by signing up for fiber internet with NTech. Call us at 715-672-4204 or visit ntech.net today.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
A Menominee man is in custody after a pursuit in Pepin and Buffalo counties Thursday. According to the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, Buffalo County Sheriff's deputies attempted to pull over 36-year-old Matthew Smith on Highway 25 near Nelson. Smith refused to pull over and then turned off his lights in an attempt to elude deputies. That pursuit was ended due to safety reasons. Smith was spotted on Highway 25 a short time later by Pepin County deputies, and another pursuit began with speeds of up to 100 miles an hour. Smith's vehicle was disabled when a Durand police officer used spike strips to deflate his tires. Smith then fled on foot, stole a bike, and was spotted near some businesses on the northeast side of Durand. He was taken into custody and is expected to be charged in Pepin and Buffalo counties with drug possession with intent to deliver, eluding an officer, resisting arrest, and other charges. Two people were injured in a two-vehicle accident Wednesday evening in Gilman Township. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 36-year-old Aaron Place of Spring Valley was traveling eastbound on Highway 29 when he struck a westbound vehicle driven by 66-year-old Nancy Sequatery of Ellsworth. Both Nancy and passenger Gary Sequatery were injured and taken to River Falls Area Hospital. The Wabasha County Board is meeting tomorrow. Items on the agenda include action on the county lease agreement with the Minnesota Department of Corrections, discussion of the cannabis ordinance, and discussion of the no net gain policy. Tomorrow's meeting begins at 9 in the old courthouse annex in Wabasha. A woman is dead after a weekend house fire in Rusk County. Firefighters say it took them about an hour and a half to put out the fire at the home in Ladysmith. That's when they found a 35-year-old woman dead inside. Five other people who lived in the home managed to get out, though two of them suffered minor burns. Firefighters are not saying what started the fire. A park that honors Peace Corps volunteers is scheduled for construction in southeastern Minnesota. Several groups associated with the Peace Corps are planning to build a National Service Park near Rochester in 2026. The Peace Corps Plaza in Plainview will include bricks with the names of volunteers, the countries where they served, and the dates that they were there. The groups organizing the construction hope the park will inspire more people to volunteer for national service. The groups are currently raising money for the project and have yet to announce an overall timeline for construction. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
A Milwaukee native brought a unique visitor to Wisconsin. The general manager of the National Hockey League champion Florida Panthers, Bill Zito, gave the Stanley Cup a tour of Milwaukee. Stops Zito made with the Cup last Wednesday included the Pfizer Forum, the Brewers Clubhouse at American Family Field, Frederick Hospital and the Medical College of Wisconsin, Cops Frozen Custard, and his alma mater, the University School of Milwaukee. One-day tours with the Stanley Cup are a longtime tradition in the NHL. Zito grew up in Whitefish Bay, just north of Milwaukee. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
10. Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text RADIO to 321-321. That's RADIO to 321-321.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart, please?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 10.
Reddick redeemed with Michigan win. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Hey, Dave, we need your truck to help us haul our camping gear.
Sure, but it's not a truck. It's a Traverse.
Introducing the first-ever Chevrolet Traverse Z71. With best-in-class max cargo volume and standard best-in-class 17.7-inch diagonal touchscreen among three-row SUVs, it's the perfect companion on any trip. Make the most out of life's adventures in a Chevy Traverse. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on latest available competitive data, with rear seats folded flat. Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tyler Reddick held off all contenders in a double overtime finish to capture Monday's rain-delayed NASCAR Cup Series event at Michigan International Speedway. The 2311 racing pilot, who felt he deserved the victory last season in the Irish Hills, shared strategy on how the team managed their second win of 2024.
I love running high, and I couldn't really do it yesterday. I know it's going to be important for us to work on that going into this race today, and I think just this entire group did a really good job of that, and we made great adjustments. And honestly, going into stage three, we kind of had a tough go of it on pit row, but it was a great catch by Devin and everybody on the team. A great way to get redemption for sure from 1 year ago here.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day Sale. Save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets and get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Tyler Reddick took the lead on a restart in the second overtime to win the Fire Keepers Casino 400 at Michigan's International Speedway today. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Reddick is one of 12 drivers with a spot secured in the postseason, leaving 4 more available with races left at Daytona and Darlington. Brewers have a day off today before opening a series in St. Louis tomorrow night. The Cardinals are 11 games behind the Brewers in the division standings, but St. Louis chasing a wild card spot. They're 5 games behind Atlanta for the final wild card spot in the National League. Packers also off today following last night's 27-2 loss to the Broncos in Denver. They're back at it tomorrow. We'll hold a joint practice with Baltimore on Thursday before hosting the Ravens in the preseason finale on Saturday. Neither one of the Packers' 2 backup quarterbacks did anything on Sunday night to settle the backup job behind Jordan Love. Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt have 1 game left to convince the Packers they can handle that job. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has published its fall 2024 hunting and trapping forecasts. More details about what to expect this hunting season when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR last week released its 2024 Fall Forecast Series, detailing the hunting outlook for a variety of popular game species. These forecasts outline what hunters and trappers across the state can expect while pursuing their favorite game species. In addition to information about these critters, they also include helpful reminders about public land access opportunities, game registration requirements, and season dates. The species forecasts are based on science and the observations of DNR professionals and experienced outdoors folks from across the Badger State. Hunters and trappers can explore fall forecasts for the species they're interested in. They include the fall deer hunting forecast, fall upland game bird forecast and migratory bird hunting forecast, the fall black bear hunting forecast, and an outlook for fall fur bears via hunting and trapping. You can find all of these reports at the DNR website. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search for the appropriate forecast, or simply search the keyword hunting. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month.
Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly clear sky for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, high upper 70s. Increasing clouds tomorrow night, slight shower chance. Then back into sun in mid-70s Wednesday. But clouds return again on Thursday, a chance of showers late. High upper 70s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Markets had a bit of a turnaround. You know, we saw a lot of negativity bouncing back and forth from a cattle perspective, but from a grain perspective, corn and beans kind of just held their own throughout the trading session. Not so much on the wheat, at least out of the Chicago market in Minneapolis. But we'll take a look at some of these moving factors that are going to affect this trade, not only today, but into the next couple of days. As we know, the Pro Farmer Crop Tour is underway. Darren Fry joins us with Water Street Advisors as we kick off looking at what happened in these markets today. Let's talk a little bit about that crop tour because they're in South Dakota today, Ohio as well, waiting on some more details out of Ohio. But as you and I were talking before we went on the air, we are starting to see some interesting information and maybe not as much a surprise coming out of South Dakota.
Yeah, you know, South Dakota's been reporting yields and they've been comparing them to last year. And I know Karen Ron's a very nice job putting her assessments together and then comparing. But it looks like it's running, you know, under last year by anywhere from 15 to 20 to 25 bushel. And obviously the USDA has South Dakota at a tie for a record. And so it will be interesting to see how other parts of that state come in. But so far, I would say they're under. Now, that's the opposite of what we're finding out in Ohio, pretty solid yields, not comparing them to last year, but seem like solid yields, some variability. But I think one of the things that's been stated in both cases, whether it's east or west, is there are some fields with some population problems, some scattered population and lack of stand in some fields is attributing some of those lower yields. And, you know, you and I talked about that several weeks ago on this program where he said, hey, there are some producers reporting that instead of, you know, 34,000-35,000 established stand, they're running 2,000-4,000 under that due to conditions this spring. And so that's some of the things I was interested to see if Pro Farmer would pick up on, and I'm starting to see it a little bit in their reports here as they get started on day one.
You know, I know a lot of folks are kind of keeping an eye on X as well to see if any photos or discussions are popping up in that regard. But this tour continuing, I know that tonight when they do that announcement at 7 o'clock, how much will what those numbers have to say affect the overnight into the day trade tomorrow?
Well, I think it'll have some impact if it's a lot different from what the trade expects. Usually Pro Farmer is going to be under what the final is. I think last year they were around 172 and a half, and the final was 177. And so the trade will be kind of looking for what they come up with. And if they're close to the mark on what USDA has, that means USDA might have to raise it in the end. If they're, you know, 175 or 176, hey, maybe the USDA is on par or a little bit too high. And so I do think the trade will be looking at those numbers each day that they come in and trying to get a understanding, a feel for what Friday might look like when they report their final.
So do you think the drop and the way this dollar has been traded could possibly entice some more grain purchases? I know we had some that were announced this morning, but could it open up the door a little bit for some more?
Well, I think the cheaper our dollar gets, the better it's going to be for our trade, obviously, and that's happening. And in addition to that, I just think that corn is kind of that front and center commodity that the world needs, and yet Ukraine is pretty much out of resources. Brazil has been tapped pretty good. Now, Argentina might come online here in the future, and obviously that could be something that China, if they approve their corn for imports, would take. But I really think the wild card for corn is, does China take anything from the U.S.? We know they're going to import 23, 24 million metric tons this next year. Do they get any from the United States? And I'm hearing that corn crop in China could be off easily 15 to 20 million metric tons since earlier on when they expected 292 for a final crop. So there's some bright spots in our corn exports. And then the soybeans, you know, China's not been a forward booker of our soybeans, but now they're booking more aggressively. They could keep this pace up, and we need them to keep this pace up, or we're going to have a smaller export number than USDA has. And of course, that means a bigger carryout than the 560 that's projected. So I'm excited to see what China and what other countries of import will do with our soybean market here, as we have the lion's share of the business through at least the end of December.
Which will be nice to hear, because it's been pretty much crickets all summer long.
Oh, it has been very slow, and that's what has really led to the smaller import numbers and larger ending stocks, for sure. So if we can turn that a little bit, that'll be something. Corn is in a dominant position. Beans are not. We got to see if beans can come along here.
Well, we got some nice rains over the weekend. I know they were talking about areas of Illinois and Indiana, as well as Michigan and Wisconsin getting some rains. How do you see that? Kind of a good for the dry land, for sure.
Yeah, the moisture's sitting really well. If you're not in the Mid-South or Delta area, we're going to be a little warmer, drier here to end August, maybe to start September, but this crop is going to finish very well. Grain fill is going to be very good, and it's going to be a big crop. It's just, how big is it? But the folks down south, Mid-South Delta area, about 10% of our soybeans are grown in that region, and they're going to finish under some pretty dire stress, because we've seen it be very dry down there for the last 4 to 6 weeks. We got hot temperatures down there. We know that across the southern part of the country. And of course, the beans are going to decline in yields down there. And so, that can provide just enough trimming to take the frosting off this cake that we're planning to eat on the size of that bean crop as we move toward fall. So I think that's what kind of got into beans today, was just maybe a little bit too much, fun shorting the market and maybe in the hole here a little bit, a little drier forecast, and people are a little uncomfortable. So we saw some short covering today.
And that dry forecast is going to bring some heat with it as well in some areas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Where it's dry, it's going to get hot. And the same thing in Brazil. I saw temperatures in Mato Grosso and Cuiabá, 106 to 108 over the weekend. We've had some really hot temperatures in our southern part of the growing region of the south. And so that is going to kind of take the edge off the top of that crop as it finishes.
All right, well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half. We have got the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation continuing this afternoon with Darren Fry with Water Street Advisors. And we left off kind of talking about this weather in South America, and they're getting ready to ramp up for their next growing season. How much right now of a factor is there weather worries for them?
Well, it's too early for the market to trade that, but I do think as we see La Nina continue to be a problem or strengthen more and be a bigger problem, it's going to matter to the South American producer, especially if you're located in southern Brazil or Argentina. That's usually where La Nina has more of a influence is on that lower part of Brazil and all of Argentina further south. But it's awful dry in the northern part of Brazil as well. It's supposed to be, it's a dry season, but you know, they got to start getting moisture at some point, and we got to see that heat kind of cool down. But I do think that we got to watch what happens in Argentina. They're going to cut back on corn acres just because leaf hoppers and problems they had this past year. They're going to grow more soybeans. But really, as that wheat crop breaks dormancy here and moves into September, it's going to be important that they see the right weather for that wheat crop, or they could have a decline in those yields as well.
Darren, as you look at the big grain picture, as we get closer to harvest here in the States, is there some selling opportunities coming our growers' way?
Yeah, you know, I kind of been thinking there'd be a rally into the latter part of August and early September, possibly. Not a huge rally, but, you know, if you added 15, 20 cents to corn, if you added, you know, 30, 40, 50 cents to beans, we got about a third of that today, you know, if you take a look at how today's markets were. But if you get that, I think there's a selling opportunity there into harvest. The only way that'd be wrong is if we find out this crop is way smaller than what we expect. And I think it could be a little smaller because we've built in some pretty large numbers that have made the market feel pretty bearish. But I just don't know how much you can cut those. You know, could you get 183 to 179? Sure. Could you get 53 down to 51.5? Yeah. But could you move a 53.5 bushel bean yield down to 49? I doubt it. And could you move corn down to 174? I doubt it. But you probably are going to have a big harvest. You're going to have to deal with lower prices and depressed prices until you get through the glut of that and get toward trading demand instead of supply. And so I do think some opportunities to sell might be right ahead of us here, just trying to determine how big those opportunities are. When do you sell it? When do you think the rally exhausts itself will be key. But I do think we get a bump before we go down again into harvest.
So there's, and this is a non-market sense, but you know, the Fed talks, the chairman's going to be in Jackson Hole, Wyoming for the Kansas City Fed meeting that's taking place. Will the markets pay attention to what he has to say, or will it just kind of glance at it and move on?
Oh, no, I think the markets are very alert in that area to what Chairman Powell will say and kind of the Fed policy moving forward. Certainly the stock market wants to see an interest rate cut. I think the bonds are priced in 100% of 25 basis points for that September time frame. And I think this is a big deal. It's the direction of the dollar. It's headwinds or tailwinds to our markets, and it will make a difference. So I think everybody is concerned about what the outcome of this will be in September.
What about Egypt? Let's talk about that. You were kind of telling me a little bit about it during the commercial break and wheat.
Yeah, well, I read earlier today, and there's been more scuttlebutt about it, but Egypt, because they are such a large buyer of wheat, they think they should have some type of better terms or preferential pricing when they purchase wheat because they're the world's largest importer of wheat. And so I'm not sure anything's going to happen with that. But, you know, on the private side of things, you know, when we're a big company and we purchase a lot of something, you think of a Walmart or somebody that, you know, retails a lot of product, they buy things really cheap because they're a huge buyer. And so maybe that's the way Egypt is starting to think. I've never heard of that or seen that really on a country leveraging their position like that. But that is what the news was today. And at the same time, you got some rail strikes starting to happen. Supposed to be walking out one of the major rail companies in Canada on Thursday. So if they have a strike right in the middle of this movement of wheat, it's going to make it harder to have these countries that want to import large quantities actually get their supply available at the ports because there's not going to be the rail. In that case, maybe half the rails working to move it to the different ports. So I think there's a lot of things up in the air logistically, but that's just a couple things happening on the wheat side of trade today.
A lot of factors that have been kind of weighing in. As you look overall markets in general, what do you want folks to look at for the rest of this week? What's the key one?
Well, I think we'll see how it plays out with the Pro Farmer Tour and just kind of get a feel for how that's moving. I think the rally could be done by Wednesday or Thursday of this week. We could get a bigger ups this week than one was expecting. And I think that's a rally we got to consider selling additional grain on, in my opinion.
All right. Best way for folks to get a hold of you guys?
They can either look me up on Twitter at Fry, F-R-Y-E underscore W-S-S, or call us toll free at the office here at 866-249-2528.
All right. That has been the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Since last Monday's supply and demand report from the USDA, there's been a lot of talk about its impact on the soybean market. But livestock producers also received some production updates, and I'll have those details after this. Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant Tyler Richardson from Bowling Green, Missouri, told me recently that while the crop in his region looks good, he's keeping an eye on some potential challenges.
So over the last 2 weeks, we've started to see some soil-borne diseases like SDS and brown stem rot show up. There's not a whole lot we can do at this point in the season other than take note of where they are, the pressures, and make a game plan for next year. As far as foliar diseases, it's been pretty minimal, and I like to credit a lot to that to growers starting to take a very proactive approach when it comes to managing diseases in soybeans by budgeting a fungicide pass in their chemical program. We've seen excellent control of foliar diseases and a very strong continual ROI when managing a fungicide with a new SDHI chemistry, a dual mode insecticide like our proprietary Swagger brand, and my go-to, a foliar nutritional like NutriSync Complete. It seems to be doing a great job of controlling disease pressure and putting money back in the pockets of our customers.
Learn more at NutrientAgSolutions.com. In its monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate reports, the USDA provides updates for row crop agriculture and livestock producers. While the big news last week was record expected production in soybeans, traders also considered the updated estimates for meat production. Starting with beef, production for 2024 was revised upwards to 26.8 billion pounds, driven by higher slaughter rates for steers, heifers, and cows, and heavier carcasses. Looking forward, however, this increased with the decline in beef production anticipated next year, which is projected to drop by nearly 1.3 billion pounds as the cattle supply tightens further. In the pork sector, the USDA reduced its 2024 production forecast slightly, now expecting 28 billion pounds, primarily due to lower slaughter numbers and reduced dressed weights. According to Enumerators, the lower-than-expected output in this third quarter played a key role in the adjustment. However, looking ahead to 2025, pork production remains unchanged at 28.6 billion pounds, indicating stability in this market despite current pressures. Poultry production saw mixed revisions. Broiler production was revised upward for the latter half of 2024, with the USDA projecting 46.9 billion pounds of chicken. Conversely, turkey production was lowered due to weaker than expected output and reduced hatchery numbers. Turkey production for 2024 is now projected at 5.1 billion pounds, and further declines are expected in 2025. On the trade front, beef imports are expected to increase, reaching 4.2 billion pounds in 2024, which is up from earlier projections. Additionally, beef exports have been revised upward as well due to robust global demand, which is now forecast at 2.94 billion pounds. Meanwhile, pork exports have been reduced for both 2024 and 2025. I'll be back with more after this.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Yes, after last Monday's USDA World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report release, cattle prices were stable until Friday when reports of lower cash trade pushed both live and feeder cattle prices sharply lower into the weekend. Hog futures rallied midweek, and producers are hoping the gains will hold as this week gets started. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly clear sky for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, high upper 70s. Increasing clouds tomorrow night, slight shower chance. Then back into sun in mid-70s Wednesday. But clouds return again on Thursday, a chance of showers late, high upper 70s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Boosters Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Stuck out in the woods to do the Boosters Boogie. Yeah, you go, do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go, Boosters. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack,
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV off. I'd hold you every second, say a million I love yous. That's what I'd do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. One more day. Leave me wishing still one more day with you.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Yeah, girl, been digging on you. Sipping on drink number two. Trying to come up with some smooth and waiting on the right time to make my move. But I just can't wait no more. Can't let you slip out that door. Prettiest thing I ever seen before. Got me spinning around, I ain't even on the dance floor. You're shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker. Like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you wear those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is soul saving. My favorite flavor, wanting now and later. I never seen nothing, man, I want it so bad. Girl, I gotta give me some of that. Yeah, gotta give me some of that. Little more what you're doing right there. Swinging your hips and slinging your hair. Side to side, what you drink in the air. Lord, have mercy now, girl, I swear. Gotta get your number in my phone. Gotta give me some of you alone. We can worry about it later on. Right now, just keep making this my favorite song. You're shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker. Like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you wear those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is soul
draw you through my way. Yeah, girl, you got a way of shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is a soul saver, my favorite flavor. Want it now and later. I've never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some of that. I gotta get me some of that. I want it now and later.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but alright, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are open wide. Just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. The ICC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from a stack and the smoke's pulling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Pessimist, but I run too late.